tough love. And it's follow vigorous water cuts of the burn at back of the mountain, up through the shaling lower skirts, cross the blank ground of upper slopes, and so delight in the throat flung back to the skies of the corrie falling on you. Pitch in the afterglow of the northern day, lighter in the dusk than we can know, run off coursing slight and peat inflected, fed from the overlay which shortly crashes on the dry ridges above. Water voices are here still, persistent just beyond sense. This cradled pleasure of the high corries, at midnight the sky washed blue, and the sporadic flares of major stars breaking, tentative in solar winds, a bland sky dome, which tests your shaking hand, the sweat cooling as you try to pull focus on the new first star, dodging about in the perfectly shaped miasma of heat mist rising on the wind plumes, and sculpted by the funneling breaths from the corrie walls above, a Hindenburg, an enskied trident, a thought balloon, observing the decorum of the mountain line. The formal pitch of loveliness is still beyond you, sweating fool, awkward, glancing and broken as a Russian sonata, a trustful, flaring waystar. Wake from a rough ocean of sleep, and take pleasure in the falling sound of rain, wine of the hills, rain wines, drink of the air and running waters, the new green clamant, the older trees soughing. You turn my breath and heart, like the openness of a moral face, which makes you strange to the world.